And praise the Lord. We want to take this opportunity to welcome all our viewers all over the world as we share today's message. We are covering a series called The Believer's Victory. And today our sermon is entitled Victory Through Faith. Our reading comes from the book of 1 John chapter 5 verse 4 and verse number 5. 1 John 5 verse 4 and 5. For whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. Who is he who overcomes the world but he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? One of the greatest keys to living a victorious life is the life of faith in God. Amen. My dear listener, let us pray together as we share this great word. I believe after this sermon, many will overcome impossible situations in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, in the name that is above every name, we pray, God Almighty, for all our hearers all over the world, in the name of Jesus, that as we share this great word, the power of God will be released. Oh my God, you will stretch forth your mighty hand and do great things to as many as will express their faith in you. You spoke in the home and in the compound of Lazarus when he was dead, and you said, have faith in God. Today, if you believe, you will see great things. I pray right now that great things will result from this sermon. I welcome the Holy Spirit to use me, Lord, for without you, I can do nothing. But through you, all things are possible. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise God. So, faith in God is a key, is a great key to living a life of victory as we face obstacles, as we face situations, as we face everything in this world, as we pass through it, living things, inanimate things, objects on the earth, objects in the sea, objects in the atmosphere. Everything is possible to them that believe in God. Amen. Victory through faith. There are several things we learn from the word that we have shared right now, that God himself has confidence in himself. God has the power in himself. God has the ability in himself to do all things for men and women who express their faith in him. Amen. From our reading, we can learn a number of things from that text. John, writing to the church, he writes to the beloved church, to those called out to be church, to those who have expressed their faith in God, to those believers who have dared believe with all their hearts that God is God. John is writing. And in his writing, he says that whatever is born of God, whoever has become a believer in God, whoever has become a believer in Jesus Christ, has victory that overcomes the world, has the victory, the kind of victory that overcomes the world, even our faith in God. And John repeats for the sake of emphasis and asks a big question here. Who is he who overcomes the world? And says again, the answer is, he who believes that Jesus Christ is Lord. In other words, John is saying, whoever, any believer, even those who got born again today, even those who believed God yesterday, anybody born in Christ, amen. God is no respecter of persons. Faith is no respecter of old or new believers. If we have faith in God, our faith in God can overcome the world. And from our main text, we learn that anybody, because the Bible says, whoever or whatsoever is born of God, whoever has expressed his faith in Jesus, overcomes the world. Whatever is born of God. And this is confirmed with very many examples that the Bible is a Galilee of a multitude, of a gathering of many, many people who believed God and were able to accomplish great things. Anybody, including a study 5 child who has believed in God, including a grade 6 child who has believed in God, or even an old man of 80 years old who has believed in God, everybody has an opportunity to witness the miracles, to witness the power of God. The Bible says, whosoever, whatever is born of God overcomes the world. Glory to God. And the book of Hebrews chapter 12 verse 1, the Bible says, we have a large company in the race of faith who are looking up to us to finish the race of believing in God. A very good example is in Genesis 18 verse 14. The Bible says, the angels visited Abraham, and God announced in the compound of Abraham, in the hearing of Sarah who was in the kitchen, that next year, at a time like this, Sarah will have a son. In the time of God, in the time of God, in the season of God, after 9 months, Sarah will bear a son from her own womb. Glory to God. And the Bible says Abraham believed. And the Bible says Sarah, though advanced in years, though past the age of conception, by faith, glory to God, Sarah conceived at a very good old age. In other words, faith in God broke the spirit of barrenness. Hallelujah. I am speaking right now in the name of Jesus. I'm declaring by faith that every situation that is advanced, that is beyond hope, God will turn around by faith in Jesus' name. In the book of Romans chapter 4 verse 17, the Bible says, and Abraham believed God, God who caused those things that are not as though they were, that even though the womb of Sarah was dead and beyond redemption and beyond that age of bearing children, even though she was infertile, even though she was past the age of bearing children, faith in God overcame the barrenness, overcame the age limit, overcame the deadness of the womb. Hallelujah. And the woman conceived in an impossible situation and bore a child in a time of hopelessness. I decree to you in Jesus' name, no matter how hopeless your situation is, no matter whether your business looks like it is beyond revival, no matter your family has broken beyond repair, our God is a God who operates against hope. He only needs a believer. He only needs a man or a woman who have said, I dare believe God. I dare rise up in faith and my situation will turn around. Sarah, my God, when God spoke this, Sarah even laughed until God said, why has Sarah laughed? Is anything too hard for God? My God, faith says nothing is too hard for God. Amen. Nothing is beyond God. If God can raise dead wombs, if God can give a 90-year-old woman a baby, let me announce to you, you are not too late for a miracle. Your situation is not too late for God to operate. Even though you think God is too late in rescuing you or raising you, our God is able. Faith in God, my God. Faith in God, number one. Faith in God can overcome impossible situation. Glory to God. Example number two. In a time of devastation and captivity, God spoke to Jeremiah in Jeremiah 32 verse 27. And the Bible says, God came to Jeremiah and told Jeremiah, behold, I am the God of all flesh. Is anything too difficult for me? Glory to God. And this was a time, if you read in that book, Jeremiah 32, and from verse 1 to 27, the people of Israel are facing one of the worst situation. The king has been taken captive. The palace has been taken over. The temple in Jerusalem that was the hope of the Jews has been burnt with fire. Young people have been killed with the edge of the sword. All the soldiers have been killed. The remaining people have been taken captive into captivity, and there is no food in the field. Habakkuk sings about it and says, even though there is no cattle in the boma, no crops in the field, my God, it was a time of devastation. And when these children of Israel were going into captivity, if somebody came up and said, you are coming back to this country, you will rebuild the temple, you will settle in Israel, in the land of Israel again, those going into captivity would say there is no hope. And even at a time when there was no hope, God spoke to Jeremiah prophetically. He told Jeremiah, yes, the children of Israel are going into captivity. Yes, there is devastation. Yes, it looks like the story of Israel is over. But I'm saying this to you, Jeremiah, prophesy and tell the people going into captivity, they shall return after a season. Oh my God, and Jeremiah was asking in his spirit, how is this possible? Amen. And the Bible says, God came now to encourage Jeremiah and told Jeremiah, behold, I am the God of all flesh. Jeremiah 32, 27. Behold, I am the God of all flesh. Is anything too difficult for me? And I want to declare to you in Jesus' name, it may look difficult for you. It may look difficult for a nation. It may look difficult for a king. But with God, nothing is too difficult for him to handle. He can turn around an impossible situation. I love the way God expressed this. The Lord expressed this to Jeremiah. He says, I am the God. Behold, I am the God of all flesh. Amen. The God of all flesh. Kings have flesh. Armies have flesh. People who look powerful have flesh. And my God says, I am the God of all flesh. If you're in a situation where you are being intimidated or shaken by men who look greater and bigger and too powerful for you, as long as they have flesh, as long as they have blood and meat, they are nothing. They are not an impossible situation before God. Our God is the God of all flesh. The God who raised Joseph into a prime minister and overtook the flesh of Potiphar and his family. My God, the God who killed Herod, the God who gave Nebuchadnezzar the spirit spirit of an animal, and he ate the grass for 7 years. Behold, he's the God of all flesh. Believe in him. There is nothing impossible for our God. Somebody shout hallelujah. Glory to God in the highest. I decree by faith right now that anyone listening to this message or anyone viewing this message, my friends, my brother, my sister, no situation that you are going through is too difficult for our God. Cancer is not too difficult for our God. Whatever you are going through, a broken business is not impossible. A family that has gone to the ground is not a difficult situation for God. He's the God of all flesh. Anybody struggling, amen, right now in the flesh, our God can change difficult situations by faith in Jesus' name. Glory to God. The key here is have faith in God. Amen. Who is the overcomer? Who is he that overcomes the world? Who is he that overcomes the cosmos? It is he who expresses his faith in the God of possibilities, in the God of the impossible. Glory to God. I feel the presence of God. I feel the anointing of the Holy Spirit. God is in this place. God is doing wonders. God is doing something new. Oh, we worship the Lord in the name of Jesus. I decree that anybody hearing this message will overcome every difficult situation. Hold on to God. All flesh is nothing in the presence of our God. However your situation seems, there is a powerful God who can address your situation. Amen. Number three, when God the Father decided that Jesus Christ would be born through a virgin, and when Angel Gabriel visited Mary, a virgin, and told Mary, you are going to conceive even without a man, it was beyond comprehension for Mary. Before Mary conceived, there was no woman whoever in the whole history of the earth who ever conceived without a husband or without the seed of a man. Until Mary asked this question and asked God, how shall it be for me to conceive? Since I have no husband, since I don't know any man, I have not known any man. This was a sign. This was a wonder before Mary. And this is the word of the Lord. The angel said, the Holy Spirit of God will overshadow you, Mary, and you shall conceive. And that which shall be conceived will be of the Holy Spirit. For behold, with God, all things are possible. With God, amen. With men, it may be difficult. With your company, it may be difficult. With your economy, it may be difficult. With your situation, it may be difficult. With your wisdom, it may be difficult. With the strength you have, it may be difficult. With the people you know, it may be difficult. But with God, all things are possible. I hear a question coming into my spirit asking me how many things, my son, are impossible with God. And I hear the answer coming that with God, nothing is impossible. Glory to God. I decree in the name of Jesus through faith, for those that God has promised to bring you into something or to bring you into a place, or to bring you into a situation, amen, or to take you to a certain level, no wonder what you are going through, this year in the name that is above every name, in the name of the God that we serve, you will come through to something in the name of Jesus. You will obtain the promise of God in Jesus' name. And it doesn't matter whether whether we know the way or we have never gone through this way, it doesn't matter whether you shall be the first one to go through what you need to go through to obtain a promise that God gave you. Our God is a history maker. I believe during this season, God is raising history makers. God is raising difference makers. God is raising people who for the first time will report a miracle of something they have never seen before or they have never been through before in Jesus' name. Like God opened the womb of a virgin, a woman who conceived without an implant, without surgery, without the help of a man, just a seed planted miraculously by the Holy Spirit in her womb. I believe God out of the blues can do the impossible in your life in Jesus' name. Have faith in God. If you are a believer, if Jesus Christ is your Lord, if my Heavenly Father is your God, you will accomplish impossible things this year in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. I hear people say this is the year when life will be difficult. It is a time of corona. Economies are falling. But let me announce to you, child of God, believe in God. Have faith in God. Your situation is not beyond God. Your life is not beyond God. That which you are going through is not beyond God. Amen. Even in the midst of a collapsed economy, even in the times of economic depression, our God is not depressed. With God, all things are possible. Somebody shout hallelujah. Glory to God. And we have examples. In Hebrews 11 verse 29, the Bible says, by faith, amen, the children of Israel passed through the Red Sea. As the Egyptians attempting to do so were drowned. Amen. Impossible situations. The children of Israel walking in the Red Sea through a sea that normally covers the whole span of land. But this time, something extraordinary happens. An impossible situation happens for the first time, like a virgin conceiving for the first time. God creates a way for the children of God, for believers, for men, a man like Moses who has put his faith in God. And when the Egyptians attempt to pass through the same dry sea, without having a relationship with God, without having faith in God, the Bible says they were drowned. Let me decree to you this year, what has drowned others will not drown you, because our God will give you a breakthrough. Somebody shout hallelujah. Glory to God. God will do a sign this year in the name of Jesus. Number three, our faith in God overcomes the world. The Bible says our faith in God overcomes the world. And the world here means the cosmos. The cosmos is what is under the sea. It is what is on the earth. It is what is in the atmosphere, in the galaxy, in the world that we are living in, including the worlds that surround the earth in the cosmos, the sun, the moon, the planets, everything that is within our atmosphere, within our world right now. The Bible says our faith in God can overcome what is within our cosmos. And the cosmos includes living things. That's what the Bible calls the flesh. And non-living things. Amen. We have history that God has not only commanded victory over living things, but even over non-living things. Amen. Animals are under the authority of men and women who believe in God. For example, when Daniel was thrown into the den of lions, the Lord closed the mouth of lions. By faith, the mouths of lions were closed. By faith,
David killed a lion and he killed a bear. When we have faith in God, anything that operates in the flesh can be defeated. But also non-living things can also come under control when we have faith in God. Amen. God can command non-living things, even though they don't have ears, even though they don't have blood, even though they are not flesh. Dead things can hear God. Amen. And a very good example is in Matthew chapter 8 and verse 26. When Jesus was in the boat together with his disciples in the sea, the Bible says in verse 26, Matthew 8, 26, but Jesus said to them, why are you fearful, O you of little faith? Then he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. The question we are asking right here, how did the sea hear Jesus? How did the wind and the storm hear Jesus? It is because the sea, the wind, and the storms are part of the cosmos. And the Bible says our faith in God overcomes the world. The world includes those things that are in the flesh, and those things that are also dead, they can hear God. A dead wind heard God, and it is stopped. A dead storm heard God. A raging sea, water has no ears or brain, but water heard the voice of Jesus, and there was great calm. Like Jesus spoke to inanimate things. I want to declare to you, child of God, my brothers and sisters, amen. I want to declare to every believer listening to this great word right now, that you shall speak to inanimate things this year, and they shall hear you in Jesus' name. You shall summon things that are not living, and they shall be put in place in Jesus' name. Because our faith in God overcomes the world, the inanimate things and the living things. Glory to God in the highest. We decree in the name of Jesus that dead situations will hear your voice, will hear the voice of faith in Jesus' mighty name. Glory to God. Faith in God can command even heavenly objects. Not only things on earth, but things in the atmosphere. Things running in the galaxy. Amen. They can hear God. For example, in the book of Joshua chapter 10, verse 12 and 13, and I read, in verse 12b, the Bible says, and he, Joshua, said in the sight of Israel, sun, stand still over Gibeon, and moon in the valley of Ajalon. Sun, stand still. Joshua 10, verse 12b, sun, stand still. And you, moon, in the valley of Ajalon. Joshua 10 and verse 13a, the Bible says, so the sun stood still and the moon stopped. How can a man standing on the platform of the earth look up to the sky, command the sun, where scientists tell us that the sun is thousands and thousands of kilometers, thousands and thousands of miles away from the earth. How can a man standing in Kenya command an object that is hundreds of thousands of miles away from the earth, millions and millions of miles away from the earth? How can you command such an object in the atmosphere? People take rockets to even manage to go to the moon. How can a man standing on the earth expressing faith in God stop the moon, tell the moon stop, and the moon hears that word? We hear those who travel to the moon, they take many months before they can reach the moon, even as they travel at such a speed. How does the word of God, a word of faith, from a man of God. My God, I feel the presence of God right here. Glory to God. How does one sound the sound of a prophet, the sound of a man of God, within a twinkling of a second, tell the sun to stand still and go with a speed beyond the rocket speed, and the sun stops where it is, and the moon stops where it is? Faith in God can command heavenly objects. For the first time, the sun stood still. The moon stood still. Scientists tell us that when they measure the times of the earth, they have evidence that at one time the sun stopped and the moon stopped. Scientists have proved this. My God, have faith in God. He that is born of God overcomes the world. Glory to God. Since the sun and the moon are in the world, our faith in God will command even revolving things around the sun to stand still. That's why the Bible says that our God, amen, commands seasons. He commands times and seasons. Our God can stop the rain. He can reorganize how the moon, the wind, and the sun travel. Amen. That's how Elijah, the Bible says, a man like us, a man in the flesh, but expressing his faith in God. That's how a man was able to stop seasons. For 3.5 years, the seasons of the rain stopped, and the earth around Israel had no rain for 3.5 years because of a man, a believer in God. We are overcomers. Glory to God. Time has come for us to believe God, for he is mighty, that through faith in him, nothing shall be impossible for us who believe in him. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we take the moment to pray for men and women who are going through impossible situations. I pray right now that you shall meet those needs in the name of Jesus. Father, heal the sick in the hospital, the sick at home, those who have been declared that they have some sicknesses they shall live with. I want to decree their healing in the name of Jesus. I command even the paralyzed hearing this message to come out of their paralysis in the name of Jesus. I command blind eyes to open, deaf ears to hear in the name of Jesus. I pray for those going through the difficulties of life to come out of those difficulties in the name of Jesus. Meet every need in the name of Jesus. Those going through needs, oh God, that are beyond them, Jehovah, stretch out your mighty hand and command deliverance in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God Almighty. Father, we also pray for deliverance. People going through the sea, people traveling by air, people driving and they are in an impossible situation, people going through floods, that my God, you who commands inanimate things, you command the waters, you command the wind, you can command the storms, you can command the rains. My God, you can command even those things in the cosmos. My God, stretch your hand and deliver men and women from impossible situations in the name of Jesus. Thank you, King of Glory. And our friends, you could be there and you have never expressed your faith in God. I love the book of John, 1 John chapter 5, verse 4 and 5, that every seed, every man or woman born of God, those who have been born again, those who have expressed their faith in Jesus Christ, they are overcomers. Amen. Our faith in God overcomes the world. Right now, I want you to put your faith in Jesus. I want you to express your faith in Jesus Christ. For from today, you shall begin to overcome everything in the world that you are going through in Jesus' name.
Put one hand on your chest and let's pray together. Just say this prayer. Say this prayer with me in Jesus' name. Lord Jesus, I express my faith in you. I give you my heart. I believe in you. From today you shall be my God. I believe from today nothing shall be impossible for me, because I have a God who can do all things in my life. Come into my life, Jesus. Make your abode in me. Live in my life. Make me your dwelling. I give you the house of my life, that it may belong to you. I am born again. I'm going to heaven in Jesus' name. Now, my brother, you have given your life to Jesus. My sister, you have given your life to Jesus. Go to your phone, call on that number, and let us know that you gave your life to Jesus. Glory to God. And if you need counseling and you need anything that you need us to pray for you about, even those who are born again who are listening, if you have a situation that needs prayer, call on those numbers. We are ready to pray for you in Jesus' name. We also would like to pray for our offering. It is always good when you hear a message, when a word like this comes in your way. You worship God with an offering. You worship God with your tithe. You can worship God with your donation. And right now, go to your phone, go to your line, and you can send your donation. You can send your offering. Those watching this program in Kenya, you can use our till number there, 541464, and you can give your donation via phone in Jesus' name. Also, those who are watching from outside the country, through the number on your screen, you can use your SendWave, or you can use World Remit, or any other means that is available on the internet, and you can send your help, and God will bless you. It takes money to air this program. It takes finances even to do the work we are doing, like the one we are doing of completing our altar, work on our on the church altar. It takes finances, and we need your support. So go ahead and give your support, give your tithe, give your offering, and the Lord will command a blessing. When you give, you are expressing your faith in the Lord God, who is the giver of the entire universe. You are connecting yourself, you are partnering with a ministry that is connected to a God who is richer than the richest, greater than the richest, and is able to abound for you. So go ahead and give as the Lord leads you and the Lord bless you. Let's pray for your offering. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for all the online givers. Command a blessing upon each of them in the name of Jesus. And in this time of the year and this time of the season, I release a blessing upon their lives in the name of Jesus. I pray for businesses that, my God, you shall send help in the name of Jesus. I pray that you shall open great connections, orders and contracts will come, big contracts, oh God, that the people of God may be empowered to do the work of God in the name of Jesus. Those who are working, Father, and their companies are collapsed, oh God, I pray that you shall stretch forth your mighty hand and you shall send them help in the name of Jesus. Thank you, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. And now I also take the moment to welcome you to church. Amen. Our church is located at Thogoto in Kikuyu, and we are Jesus Glory Center Ministries. Please find us. We are at Thogoto Town, near Kikuyu Town. And you can, those coming from Nairobi, you can just Google, or you can take a vehicle through Kikuyu Town and you shall find us. If you're also driving from Mombasa Road through the Southern Bypass, you can just branch in at Thogoto. Jesus Glory Center Ministries Thogoto is only 800 meters away from the Southern Bypass. Amen. And you are most welcome. We have a very warm church. As you come, the Lord will minister to your life. The Lord will bless you. We shall pray, Father, with you. And I know in this place, the word that is going on will change your life and make you a man and a woman with a difference in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And I also want to welcome those who are living in other towns in this country. Look for a Jesus Glory Center Ministries branch, and you can worship with us in those branches around you, and the Lord will bless you. Amen. And those of you watching via our YouTube channel, please remember to subscribe to our channel. This will help you get alerts on our messages when they are loaded on the YouTube, and you'll be able to get the blessing, amen, of hearing and hearing again the word of God. And now, until we meet again, may the Lord bless you, may the Lord keep you, and remember, whoever is born of God is an overcomer and overcomes the world. May you be victorious in this month of September and the remaining part of the year. May you be an overcomer. May you triumph over every situation in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen.